Now, Donald Lynch is director with KPH Construction Limited of Kenmare, developers with projects in the county and beyond. The concrete levy is being voted on. The Sinn Féin motion, rather, on the concrete levy is being voted upon in the Dáil this evening. It looks like the government will pass it fairly comfortably, that's for sure. But we'll see what happens with regards to that. Number of backbenchers on both parties, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, uneasy about it in its current guise. So we'll see where it goes from there. We still don't know the full and final details of the shape and the look of the levy. 10% is what we're being told from April of next year. To get an industry view, we spoke to Donald Lynch of KPH. And first of all, I asked him what his view was on the timing of it and what he says and what his view is and what it will do to the price of a home.
It's something that's coming at the exact wrong moment. The industry has already suffered massive increases over the last 12 to 18 months. Like, for example, a 4-inch sewer pipe 14 or 15 months ago was €9. Today, that same 4-inch sewer pipe is €24. So, like, that's not quite three times the price, but it's 1 2/3 times the price, which, like, and that's only one element, 1 6-metre sewer pipe, like 6 metres long, 4 inches diameter. So, like, it's down. The government need to be helping us to get the prices, not adding cost to it.
Yeah. And that's your fear as to what this will do. Will it be passed on directly by the builders to the customer? And I'm talking now, comparing across the board, from people who are building their own house, direct labour, paying for their own materials, or, let's say, bigger developers building multi-unit apartment blocks or multi-unit housing estates.
Which are builders, are only service providers. Like, we're the same as a restaurant or anyone in the service industry. So, like, a builder, it's our supplier. The concrete supplier, or the poured concrete supplier, whether it be blocks or aggregates or whatever it is, their prices are going to go up 10%. Obviously, our cost is going to go up 10%. So, sure, like, we're in the middle. We're the middlemen. Sure, we have to pass it on. Like, there isn't there isn't margins in those scale that you can absorb that level of an increase. So, we're estimating it's 3,000 to 4,000 a house, like.
Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. It's going to be passed on. What would you say to those who would say, look, 230,000, 250, 350,000, 400,000, what's another 3,000? Is it going to break the bank either way?
That is, sure, this is it. This is the straw on the camel's back. You're already after 18 months of stuff going on. At the moment, I would say if you have an average house price of 300,000 in Kerry at the moment, I would say that the government currently take over 100,000 of that in VAT, levies, Irish water connection fees, VAT on the fuel, not VAT on the house itself, VAT on all the fuel and the products used in the house, and in all the PRSI and the wages. I think it works out about 120,000. And now they're putting another 3,000 or 4,000 on top of that 120 grand they've already taken off the 300 grand for the house.
So it'll be the thing that knocks the big stone at the top of the hill that gets it rolling downhill the wrong direction.
Well, who knows? Will it be the tipping point? But, like, they're the biggest stakeholder in the price of a new house today. It's not the builder, it's not the concrete provider, it's not the carpenter or the roofer, it's the government. Get a third of the money as it stands already today out of a new house. So,
yeah. Donald, what you said, you've obviously paid attention to the arguments around this as well, and the government saying, look, you know, we're looking to raise 80 million a year from this. It has to be raised because somebody has to pay the redress scheme, the MICA redress, whether Pyrite's going to come into it. Shoddy apartment blocks that were built in parts of the country as well, all of that committed could be a very large bill, and they don't want the taxpayer paying every single cent. So that's why they're doing this. What's your response to that? That it has to be done. When things went wrong in the insurance industry, we all had to pick up the tab. We all have to pay X amount for PMPA, for Quinn Insurance, on every insurance premium that we get. You spread it out so it doesn't all fall on Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer.
Yeah, but this is a very blunt instrument now, because you've dropped this cost on the people unfortunate enough to be buying poured concrete from here on. So if you were at a stage of your life where you're not buying a house, or you know, not pouring a footpath, or not doing anything with concrete, this doesn't bother you. And if you happen to be an unfortunate wanting to buy your first home or whatever, just when you need a help in hand, you get to pay a levy that maybe if it was spread out over everyone in society, it would be just less. I don't know.
But yeah,
it's being pointed and dropped on a very small cohort of people who are trying to buy a house.
And it's a very difficult time in the middle of the housing crisis for someone to do that, with all the other input costs that you've mentioned as well.
Yeah, do you know? So what's the right answer? Who knows? I mean, I don't have maybe a better solution, but I don't think this one was a very good one either, like, you know?
Yeah. Don, ask me to answer this finally. The industry itself has gone from, let's say, initial issues with regards to Brexit, then into a pandemic, huge logistical problems, whether it was the Suez Canal or problems caused by the pandemic, logistical issues, into then a war in Ukraine, which had massive impacts on fuel and other raw materials that are needed. It seems to have been beset over the last 2 or 3 years by crisis after crisis after crisis. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Any sign of costs perhaps maybe coming down? Or should this levy be put off for 12 months to see if there's a little bit of an ease and those other costs that would enable you to absorb it a bit better?
No, I'd say, Jerry, the only thing coming down at the moment now is the rain. it is tough, yeah. But you just, I suppose, you get hardened into it. And in our space, I suppose it's what you do. You know, we all pick a path in life, and anyone in the construction industry, it's kind of what you do, and you just stick at it. But it seems to be a challenge. And of course, the fact there was no houses built for 10 years hasn't helped, because now you have the crisis. And then there's, you know, you expect to magic up houses then in a short space of time, which is very difficult.
Yeah,
because there's only so much capacity, you know, per year to do stuff. I just say keep the head down and keep building away and just keep getting homes built and finished as fast as we can.
And what are the challenges to that then? The labour that's out there, is it a tough labour market? Is it hard to get people? I mean, there's promises from opposition parties like Sinn Féin. They're being questioned on local. How are you going to double the number of houses we're going to build in 2 or 3 years? Where are we going to get all the plumbers, the joiners, you know, the block layers for all of that?
Yeah, it's a challenge when you want to increase capacity, you know, from I don't know, where it's 7,000 or 10,000 houses a year now, and they're talking trying to get it up to 30. But I suppose we're very lucky, and we've a lot of staff with us for, you know, over 20 years in some cases, and we're very lucky to have great staff. So we're a bit old fashioned the way we go about construction, in terms of we've a lot of repeat people that work with us for years and years. And yeah. But it's always a challenge.
Like, if you're looking to scale up nationally and big developments in Dublin and other places, if you need labour, mm-hmm. Is it a tough market to get that labour in and get them working and get them all going in the right direction?
Yeah, like I say, it has its challenges. You'll have a switch within the sector. You'll probably have less commercial going on now for a few years and more residential, so people will cross within the sector, because commercial construction was very busy for the last number of years. That probably will quieten, you know, so then you'll have people in that same workforce will be able to switch to residential construction sites. That'll help, but like, we can't import labour because they've nowhere to live, ironically. So we're just going to have to keep building with what we have, and hopefully in 2 or 3 years, maybe, you know, it'll be stepped back from a crisis point to maybe a normal demand.
Okay. All right. Well, Dan, look, thanks for your view and your perspective from the industry and on what's happening, and thanks for talking to me in the programme.
Thank you.
That's Don Lynch there, Commercial Director with KPH Construction in Kenmare, giving his take on the concrete levy as it's envisaged at the moment.